சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 1. ரூபம் த்ருஷ்யம் லோசனம் த்ருக் த்ருஷ்யம் த்ருக்து மானசம் த்ருஷ்யாதிவ்ருத்தய சாக்ஷீம் த்ருகேவநது த்ருஷ்யதே. ஆச்சாரிய பாரதி தீர்த்தா பிரசன்டிங் த ஆத்ம அனாத்ம விவேக இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் observer and observed. In this drik drishya viveka, the discrimination or the division between the real and unreal will be revealed in the form of Drik, the observer, Drishyam, the observed. That is Jiva Vichara. Individual inquiry is highlighted. To know the Ishvara's real nature, one has to know the Jiva's nature also. Ishvara Jnanam is impossible without Jiva Jnanam. Because in Mahavakya, Jivatma eva Paramatma is revealed. Therefore, Paramatma Jnanam presupposes the Jivatma Jnanam, the knowledge of the individual. Therefore, the author, focusing on that Jiva Vichara, it's a unique presentation of this text. He says, general law, the principle is, whatever I experience, whatever I experience is different from me. So there are three seers he has presented in the first shloka. Seer number one, that is the eyes, lochanam. Seer number one, the eyes, seeing the objects. Rupam is drishyam. The forms come under the observed object. Drishyam means whatever I see, that object is called drishyam. The forms are seen by the eyes, that is called lochanam, is called drik, seer number one. Drik means seer. The seer number two is mind, tat drishyam, this. The author brings down, it's called deep promotion. Somebody, people get promotion, but here deep promotion to the eyes. From drik status, he is bringing down to drishyam, tat drishyam, means lochanam will become drishyam. From the standpoint of the seer, number two is called manasam. Manasam, the mind will become the drik. Tu means but. The same drik, the eyes, will become drishyam from the standpoint of the seer number two, that is mind. Drittu manasam. Even this mind also is a relative seer, apekshika seer, apekshika drik, not atyantikam, not absolutely. It will also be deep promoted to the drishyam. That's what he says in the second line. Dhivrittayaha drishyaha. All these thoughts which are coming in the mind, dhivrittayaha, they are called drishyaha. They are all come under the objects. From the standpoint of Sakshi. Sakshi is the seer number three. So Sakshi is promoted. Sakshi is the seer from the standpoint of the mind and the thoughts which are arising in the mind. Drishyaha dhivrittayaha. Sakshi is the seer number three. Now these three points we have to remember throughout the text. Seer number one, sense organs. Seer number two, mind. Seer number three, Sakshi. And this seer number one and seer number two, they are all not atyantikam, not absolute, but very relative. Relative means apekshikam, temporary. Temporary. Why they are apekshikam, temporary? Because they are not entertaining the drik status all the time. They are not entertaining the status of seerhood is not there permanently. Therefore, they are called apekshika drik, relative drik. Whereas Sakshi is drugeva, it will never become drishyam. Therefore, it is absolute, atyantikam. Absolute means permanently, all the time, the Sakshi is ever the drik, never the drishyam. Therefore, this seer number one, seer number two are achetanam, inert, made up of panchabhutas. Just as the moon borrows light from the sun, illumines the whole creation. Similarly, the inert body, mind, sense organs will be active, sentient, borrowing the consciousness principle from the Sakshi. Just as the moon borrows light from the sun, its mind also borrows sentiency from the Sakshi and lends the sentiency to the eyes, and eyes starting functioning, inert eyes, and they are able to see the things, objects in the world. So we have to understand, when the vehicle is coming, the car is coming, we say car cannot come by itself. We infer there is a sentient being in that car who is operating that. Similarly, these eyes and the mind is also an inert. They cannot function, they cannot see, they cannot observe anything by themselves. Their functioning means there must be a conscious entity behind these sense organs and the mind. We infer first that sentient principle is what? That is enquiry. So this is called pratyaksha anubhavam. Anumanam will reach. How an insentient thing can be active now? There must be a sentient principle. Okay, let us see what is that sentient principle. So we have to deep promote these sense organs and the mind, how they are coming to a relative status, drishyam status, because the author tells in the next verse, second verse, we will enter. The first seer is explained in the second shloka. Who is the first seer? Eyes. They are explained here.
Nila pita sthula sukshma. Hasva dhirghadi medataha. Nana vidhani rupani. Pashye lochana mekadha.
The seer number one, the eyes are the same. Ekadha pashyet. Ekadha means being the same. Ekadha means as a one entity. Entity in the sense as a same eyes are seeing different forms. Drishyam is different. This drishyam will go, another drishyam will come. Another drishyam will come. Another drishyam will come. But the seer number one, the eyes, are the same. When I am seeing my daughter, the same eyes. When I am seeing my son, same eyes. Ekadha pashyet. As a one, the same eyes being a one thing, which is without change. Nana vidhani rupani pashyet. Nana vidhani. Many forms, multifarious, that's what we are doing from the morning to till night. Therefore, we are able to select the color of the sari. 7 days, 7 colors. That morning also different, evening also different colors. Some people, they wear like that. Eyes are also changing. Yesterday, what sari? I was wearing, I do not know. So, same eyes. Yesterday, color, I remember. No, no, this color I don't want. Today, different color. That means what? Same eyes are seen. Nana vidhani. How many colors are there? So, nana vidhani. Rupani. Forms also. How many forms we are seeing differently, differently? But the eyes are? Same eyes are seeing. There is no change in our eyes, but there is a change in forms and colors. Nana vidhani rupani. Multifold. various colors and forms. What are they? Neela, first. Blue color. Titan. Hello. For example, he has given two colors. There are so many colors, he don't want to enumerate all colors. Neela, Pita, you supply all colors, your favorite colors also. Yeah? Every person has got a favorite color. I love this color. So like that, all colors and mixed colors, beautiful colors. Neela, Pita, etc., etc., etc. Then, Sthula, Sukshma. This is form. Sthula form. There are the colors. Neela, Pita, Kamandar, colors. Varanam. Here, Sthula means a form. Gross form. Visible, tangible form. Sthulam. Even Sukshmam. Very, very Sukshmam. Subtle forms are also we are seeing. Minute in the microscope we see. Very subtle. Sukshmam. Very subtle. Sthula, Sukshma, gross and subtle. Hraswa, Dirgha. Hraswa means short. Short forms. Dirgha means long. Adipadat, etc., etc. You can see whatever differences you are seeing. Tall, short, and thin, fat. All these opposites. All these opposites are bhedataha. Bhedataha means in the manifold ways. Rupani, forms and colors. Lochana, ekatha, pasyet. Remaining single, the eyes see the what? Plurality. Nana vidhani means plurality. They see big size, small size, all these seen by the eyes. So sizes will not change. Our size will change. Body size, you know. Ages difference. That is why what will not change, the eyes will not change. Therefore, that eyes are the same, he says. So, neela, pita, sthula, sukshma, hrasva, dirghadi, bhedataha, nana, vidhani, rupani, pasyet. Ekadha, lochanam, ekadha, pasyet. Eyes are the same. This is seer number one over. Why we have given seer number status? Because being the single entity, it is able to see different forms. Our whole life is, you know, that Sarvendriyanam Nayanam Pradhanam. Among all the sense organs, Nayanam means eyes are very, very important. The knowledge you are getting through the eyes, color knowledge, forms knowledge, all these knowledge what you get through the eyes. Not only that, this capacity, the seer number 2 is going to be presented here, and the seer number 1, what are its limitations, is going to present in the third shloka. We will read that third shloka.
आंध्यमांध्यपटुत्वेषु नेत्रधर्मेषु एकधा संकल्पयेन्मनःश्रोत्र स्वगादौ योज्यतामिदम्.
Now the seer number 2 is the mind. The sense organs are brought down from seer status to seen. Even though eyes are seeing different forms, in the eyes are also there are differences. The eyes, two eyes, they have different type of perception. All of our eyes are not seeing in the same manner. Some of you are wearing specs. The specs also different type of glasses. That is what he says, the capacity, the power of the eyes. In three levels he presents here. First one is patutveshu, we will take. Edhukku aandhyathukku ponu first patutvam manna. That perception, total perception of the eyes. Patutvam means capacity, caliber to see the things, objects, totally, completely as they are. That is called patutvam, total perception. Condition number one, good eyes in artham. Healthy eyes, good eyes. Then, mandyam, partial perception. Mandasya bhavaha mandyam, dull. Vision is partial, not total. The blurness, not able to see the things clearly. Hazy you will see. No? And your daughter sees very clearly, but you are not able to see. So she is having total perception, we are having mandyam perception. Not only that, some people are andhyam, andhasya bhavaha, total blindness, totally perception is zero. That is a total lack of perception, the blindness, andhyam. These are the three conditions of the sense organs. You have to supply. These are the netra dharmeshu. Ekadha netram. We said eye is the same, but dharma, the characteristics, the nature of that eye is different. That we are experiencing from our childhood. Slowly, slowly, eye problems are coming. Konjam old age vandavudane cataract operation, so many problems. The vision is changing. Even though eyes are same, its perception is changing. Therefore, netra dharmeshu, there is lot of difference. You have to supply this to other sense organs also. Tvagadau yojyatam. Shrotra tvagadau yojyatam. The same andhya mandhya patutvam. Full power, perception means here not only seeing. What are the other sense organs? Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani. He has given only two here. No? Eyes, shrotra means hearing. Shrotrendriyam, the ears also have the full hearing capacity, half hearing capacity, and totally deaf. So that's my mission. After keeping that mission, that battery becoming slowly weaker and weaker. And that is another problem. Like this hearing problem. Same way, eyes problem is a hearing problem also, shrotram. Samely, tvag also. Sparsha indriyam also have the same defects. The total perception, partial perception, and total in perception, edho perception vechukonga, perception illamale irukirathu, okay, not having grasping capacity. Adipadat rasana indriyam, grana indriyam. So taste illa swamini, enna saaptalum taste theriyaradilla na. So that tongue also loses its capacity day by day, and even smell also we experience when you get cold, no? You do not know what that smell is. No? This daily we are experiencing, once in a while we are experiencing all these changes in our sense organs. But who is experiencing all these patutvam, mandyatvam, andhyatvam, all these changes? Who is perceiver? Manaha. மனஹ மீன்ஸ் மனஹ சங்கல்பயேத், மனஹ இது ஜானியாத் இத்யர்த்தஹ. தட் மனஹ மைண்ட் அலோன் நோஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் சேஞ்சஸ் இன் த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். த செகண்ட் சியர் இஸ் தட் மனஹ யோஜ்யதாம் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஜாயின் அதர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. தட் இஸ் த meaning. And this deafness, badhiryam, in Sanskrit we call badhirahana, deafness, all those things. Nirvyaparatvam, nirvyaparatvam in Sanskrit we say, not having any transactive capacity. Transaction cannot be done by those sense organs when they are not having the total capacity. They are on changing. Nirvyaparatvam, all are possible to these sense organs. So the second, the third verse is explained in this manner. Now the seer number three we have to go. The experiencer of these three differences in these sense organs is one, same mind. Mind is the one same single thing, plurality it sees in the sense organs. Therefore, mind is superior than sense organs. Sense organs superior than the sense objects. Okay. Indriyebhyah param manaha, manasastu parabuddhihi, like that you can. All based on that only is teaching that shlokas. Now, we'll go to the fourth shloka. Here, the seer number three is going to be revealed. Even in the mind also, there are changes. What are those changes he is going to present? So, eyes, the disparities in the eyes we saw, mind is alone one. Even that mind also has got gradations, changing. What are those changes in the mind take place? Fourth shloka.
Kama sankalpa sandehau. ஸ்ரத்தா ஸ்ரத்தே த்ருதி தரேம் ஹ்ரீர் தீர் பீரித்யேவ மாதீன் பாசயத்யேகதா சிதிஹி.
Present that seer number three, the Sakshi, is one, the witnesser of the mind, who is Sakshi, is the same Sakshi. I am the witnesser. Whatever I am witnessing is having a difference in its nature. Number one, Kamaha. This is borrowed from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Kamaha means desire. I know I have desire. Kamaha. First way our lives begin with kama only, desire only. Then only all will come later. The first one is kamaha, which rises in the mind. Kamaha, number one. Number two, sankalpaha. Sankalpaha means plan to implement that desire. I want to implement, put into action. Sankalpaha. So we do sankalpa also in our starting puja. Omopatta samasta durita kshaya dwara shri parameshwara prityartham. And chale ellame manasukulla chulittu. So, fulfill all those desires and sankalpa. Resolution. Doubt. From Kathopanishad language we can say, vichikitsa. Vichikitsa, it is very natural, the doubt, sandeha, I mean samshayaha. In every mind, you can say human mind. There are no samshayas in other beings. Okay. Human mind alone has got samshaya, sandeham. What time this train will reach? You know, everybody is asking me, Swamini, what time the train will reach? I do not know. That sandeha is there. Until we reach to this campus, what time we will reach? What time we will reach? The doubt is there. That sandeha is very much, you know, prevalent in the whole life, in every day routine. The sandeha comes. Then Shraddha. Shraddha means a faith in God, faith in validity of scriptures, faith in many things. Since we are Vedantic students, I am giving faith in God, faith in Shastra. Shraddha. Then Ashraddha, Ashraddhe, the lack of faith, absence of faith. Shraddha cha, Ashraddha cha. Shraddha, Ashraddhe. Then dhritihin. Dhritihi means willpower. So sometimes our mind has got a willpower. I will do this. Lot of willpower comes. Next moment you see itare. Itare means adhritihi. Itare adhritihi. Opposite of dhriti. Opposite of all other things also you can take. Sometimes we have kama, sometimes kama is very less. Sometimes there is sankalpa, sometimes there is no sankalpa. Sometimes there is a sandeha doubt, sometimes there are no doubts at all. Sometimes we think we are so intelligent, no, very, very clear. Then sometimes we get lot of doubts. What happened to me today will catch your head. Sometimes total faith, sometimes upon the same object, same person, no, trustworthy, not trustworthy. Yeah? Immediately will change. Namakke aascharyama irukum. Enna indha manasu ippadi illa pandrathu. Tagaraaru pandrathu. So, itare, opposites also. Adhritihi. And next line, la, hrihi. Hrihi means shyness. Having the shyness, that mind undergoes shyness. Then, dhihi. Dhihi means knowledge. Every transaction of ours based on knowledge. What knowledge? You know there is a basement, there is a dining hall. It's a knowledge. You know where to go and eat. You know where it is, what, where, and all these things, you know, this is the knowledge. Having that knowledge only, you are able to move to do any action. Here, not high intelligence I am talking. Even minimal transaction also, you require minimal knowledge. That's why I know. This is natural. That knowledge. Then bhihina. Bhihi means fear. Bhayam. This is also very common. No one can say, I am totally courageous, I am free from fear. It's very common, very natural for all beings. The bhihi, bhayam is very common. It is a status of the mind. All these are all happening in the mind. Whose mind? My own mind. Bhihi iti. Evam adin. In this manner, so many. Adipadat. You can take lot, other mood. These are enough. It is endless. Manasula enna nerka cholanamanna, endless. So, podum, the acharya says adin. Ekadha, the changeless, remaining the changeless, ekadha chitihi bhasayet. That consciousness, chitihi means upon chaitanyam, they all are illumining in front of the chaitanyam, the presence of chaitanyam, sakshi, all these are illumining. The changes, modifications of the mind are illumined by whom? The illuminator is who? This means chaitanyam, chitihi. Chitihi means chitihi bhasayati, means the pure consciousness. Chit. Chit means consciousness. The pure consciousness bhasayati means illumines. Illumines, bhas dhatu, bhasayati, it illumines. Illumines what? All these changes in the mind illumines. But what is the nature of this chit? Ekadha. Ekadha chitihi, being the same consciousness. First what we said, lochanam is ekadha. Then manaha is ekadha. Now we have come to that consciousness is ekadha. There is no change in the consciousness. I am conscious of. What I am conscious of is different. I am conscious of my happy mind. I am conscious of my sad mind. I am conscious of my pain. I am conscious of my pleasure. But I am conscious of, there is no difference. What I am conscious of is, there is a difference. Therefore, they are relative. They are atyantikam, they are apekshikam. What he says, ekadha chitihi bhasayet. Chaitanyam is the seer number 3. Mind is seen. So, the 5 points we have to remember. I, the consciousness, is the same. Now it's the same. How many steps we have traveled. I am the consciousness principle. It's different from the body. I am not the part of the body, property of the body, product of the body. I am the same, different from the body. I am the conscious principle, same, different from the sense organs. I am the consciousness, different from that mind also, because I am conscious of that mind upon which all these modifications are taking place. I am conscious of the difference. I am pervading the whole body. Vagindriyam, I'm conscious of pain, I'm conscious of hunger, I'm conscious of thirst, I'm conscious of everything. That I'm conscious of is ekam. Whatever I'm conscious of is different. Therefore, I know I'm conscious of. That is called cognition. Chaitanyam is called here. Third seer, that Sakshi is called Chaitanyam. Sakshi means witnesser, knower, conscious of. Yes, I know, I'm conscious of. Therefore, who am I? I am consciousness. Since I'm conscious of everything, I'm conscious of everything, the whole external universe, up to there we are conscious of, and easily we say. But Shastra goes further, one more step further. I am conscious of this body. I am experiencer of this body. So the experiencer is different from that experienced object. The observer is different from the observed object. So these objects are different from me. So I can negate I am different from them. Not only those objects, even you are different from the body, Shastra says, yes. Since I am experiencing, experiencer is different from the body also. Therefore, I am not the body. So this is the method. Easily we can discriminate. I am not the body. I am not the body. Just like lip movement, if I say, it is not so easy. How can I be separate from the body? Because objects are far away. Therefore, easily I can say, whatever I have, I am not. I am the possessor of these objects. Whatever I possess, I am the possessor is different from the possessed objects. So, I know I am different from my suitcase. I know I am different from my pen and book. Easily I can say, Swamini, for that you need not teach. No. I need not teach. But where is the slanging? No, here. The nag is here only. Because this proximity, the intimacy, this body, I am not an chaladaki rumba kashtam. In a wood the mixture. So Shastra says, I will give the clue. Acharyas are all struggling like anything, no? Straight away you go to Upanishad, very difficult. So Acharyas tells how to say this body is not mean. This is the method. The experiencer of that experienced object is different, you have understood. The possessor of the object is different from the possessed. Similarly, I am experiencing this body tangibly. The experiencer must be different from the experienced body. The experiencer of the sense organs must be different from the experienced objects. Sense organs I am experiencing. Therefore, I am different. Similarly, mind also I am experiencing. Therefore, I must be a different entity from the mind. Therefore, I am not the mind. I am not the sense organs. I am the possessor of mind, sense organs and the body and some more possessions. Itthana possessions irukka paarunga. So, I am the possessor of the body, I am the possessor of the sense organs, I am possessor of the mind. Possessor is different from the possessed. Just you have kept your suitcase in your room and you have come here. Now, when you have to listen to this Shastra, just you have kept your suitcase left there, thank God you have not brought here because it is different from you. Similarly, when you are listening to Drigdrishya Viveka, what you have to lift yourself to that status, I am Paramarthika Chaitanya Swarupam, listening with these sense organs and the body, I am using them. Whatever I am using, pen I am using. So I am not the pen. Book I am using, I am not the book. Similarly, when I am listening, what am I using? Ears. So, instruments. So, therefore, I am not the ears. To see me, what am I using? Eyes. Therefore, I am not eyes. To smell, what am I using? Nose. So, I am not the nose. To taste, what am I using? Tongue. Therefore, I am not the rasanendriya. To get that heat and cold, the sparsha, how can I know? Through the Tvagindriyam. Therefore, I am not the Tvagindriyam. Then what am I? I am not the Tvagindriyam, I am not the Rasanendriyam, I am not the Granendriyam, I am not the Chakshurindriyam, I am not the Shrotraindriyam. The knower of all these Indriyams, I am. That instruments are not me. But you cannot separate them physically. What you do? Intellectually, you say to yourself, I am not that. I am not that. I am not that. So, this body suitcase, and the suitcase vere. In the body suitcase, just as you have kept in the suitcase so many things, in the body suitcase, lo kuda enna enna irukke enna. நிறைய இருக்கு. வரும்போது நிறைய பேக்கேஜ் வச்சுக்கிட்டு வந்துட்டோம். அந்த மேக்கப் பாக்ஸில் என்னென்ன இருக்குமோ அது மாதிரி லாட் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் தட். வித் தட் திஸ் பாடி சூட் கேஸ் ஐ ஹவ் கம் ஹியர். த பாடி சூட் கேஸ் இஸ் சிட்டிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் யூஸிங் சென்சியன்ட். திஸ் பாடி சூட் கேஸ் விச் இஸ் ஜடம் becoming sentient because of me, the consciousness. So, and the parvail, I have to listen. Then this text is relevant. Otherwise, no more to need. We cannot understand anything. What is this subject? Adhanale, I have to elevate myself to that Sakshi Chaitanya Swarupam. I am using the sense organs, and through the sense organs I am getting the knowledge. I know forms through the eyes, I know sounds through the ears, I know smell through the nose, I know taste through the tongue, I know heat and cold through the skin. I am using them, that's all. I am using them. Chill water to take bath, Swamini. I couldn't get hot water. So the chillness I have experienced. So through the Tvagindriyam, the experiencer is different. This is the toughest task in Vedanta. Discriminating, I am not this body, I am not the sense organs, seeing is not so easy. In spite of this much discrimination also, immediately we slip off from this experiencer status and we take those sense organs as ourselves. Therefore, Chaitanyam, I am that Sakshi, Chitihi Bhasate, upon the Chit, the consciousness. So that consciousness, who is that? I am, non ani chalanam, palaganam. That consciousness is enjoying, that consciousness is seeing, that consciousness I am seeing. That means what? I am the consciousness. I am the knower of forms, colors, everything. I know. I am conscious of mic. I am conscious of desk. I am that Chaitanya Atma Swarupam. That Atma is Brahman. Therefore, Aham Brahmasmi. Over teaching. But teaching over, Swamini, but I am not able to assimilate. Adhikata tiripi padikanum. Now, fifth shloka.
नो देति नास्तमेत्येषाम् न बुद्धिं याति न क्षयम् स्वयं विभात्यथा न्यानि भासयेत् साधनं विना.
Very important shloka. That limitation of this mind we can derive by knowing this shloka's meaning. When this mind is going up and down and changes are going, that which one is illumining is na udeti na astameti. No deti is there. Second line, there is a correction. Vibhati yatha anyani. That nakara is there. You can strike off it. Nakara, remove that. Yatha ananyani is there. That nakara, extra nakara, you can delete. So, swayam vibhati yatha anyani. Swayam vibhati yatha anyani. Okay, now swayam vibhatyatha anyani. Vibhati plus yatha plus anyani. This consciousness, that Sakshi Chaitanyam, is that entity which will never rise. Na budeti. Na astameti. It will never recedes. It will never disappear. That means it will never come in time. It will never go in time. The kala parichinnam nastina. Aparichinnaha ityarthaha. The limitation, the time is negated here. There is no limitation. The time will not limit this consciousness. But mind, you see, when you are sleeping, that mind is not functioning. In dream, partially functioning. Deep sleep state, mind is not at all functioning. When you wake up, mind udeti. When you are going to sleep, in class also. Just I am joking. You are all very alert, I know. Sometimes, astameti, mind dissolves. Sense organs are also dissolves. Mind dissolves, sense organ dissolves, and they will rise, come into activity. Sometimes they go without any activity. Udeti astameti. But whereas this Chaitanyam, in Jagradavastha, it is awakened. Because I know everything in Jagradavastha. In Swapnavastha also, I know my Swapna, my dream. I am conscious of my dream. But the sense organs are totally closed. But I am conscious of my dream, the vasanas. In deep sleep state, mind totally disappeared. But I am conscious of that blankness. Therefore, jagradavasthayam, svapnavasthayam, sushuptyavasthayam, aham asmi. I am there in all these three states. But they are not there in three states. Who are not there? In Swapna, sense organs are not there. In Sushupti, mind is also not there. Sense organs are already closed. Sushupti, mind is also closed. But am I there or not in deep sleep? And early morning you tell to your roommate, you know how I slept yesterday? How she knows? You ask her, it's deep sleep. Silent. Aham sukham asvapsam. Na kinchida vedisham. Onnum theriyala. Alatta maasalo. Onnum theriyala. Onnum theriyala ni yaarukku theriyaradhu enna. Enakku theriyaradhu enna. Onnum theriyala enna. Manas sense organs are totally closed. I am the knower of the blankness of the mind, activity of the mind, passive mind, the dream state, everything I am. Na udeti, na astameti. But as though appears like sunrise. Really sunrise is not rising, not sitting, setting. Setting is also not there. But we experience it. What is the fact? No sunrise, no sunset. But whatever I experience is true, can you say now? Oh, that's why Shastra says, whatever you experience need not be true. Whatever I experience need not be true. Therefore, the sense organs, mind, all these are all not true nature of mind. In the presence of me, they are all functioning. That's all. I am consciousness, na udeti, na astameti. Na vriddhim yati. Na vriddhim dhani padichana na? Buddhim an padichana? Ayyo, sorry. Vriddhim yati. I will not grow, I will not perish. Chayam means perishing nature. Vriddhim yati means getting that vriddhi, growth. Na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati. I will not perish, I will not grow. That means shadvikara rahitaha ityartha. Jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. All are not there in me. Vriddhi nasti, க்ஷயமபி நாஸ்தி. ஸோ இன் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் விருத்தி அஸ்திவா நாஸ்திவா? அஸ்தி சுவாமினி, அதுதான் தெரியறது. அஸ்தி இந்த மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ விருத்தி அஸ்திவா நாஸ்திவா? அஸ்தி, விருத்தி அஸ்தி. கொஞ்சம் புரியறது இன்னைக்கு கிளாஸ் நல்லா புரியறது, புரியவே இல்லைன்னா ஏன்னா மைண்ட் இஸ் நாட் ரெடி. ஸோ த அலர்ட் ஆக்டிவ் மைண்ட் ரிசீவ்ஸ் ஃபுல்லி. அதே டல் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் சரியா இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். தட்ஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் அந்தஹா கரணம். யாரால் கால்டு பாஹ்ய கரணானி, எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், தேர் கால் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ். பிரமாணம் அன்னமாட்ட இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ். சிமிலர்லி இன்டர்னல் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் பிரமாணம். Therefore, he says, Swayam vibhati, self-evident, shines, self-illumining. Sadhanam vina anyani bhasayet, without any external support, sadhanam vina anyani bhasayet, it illumines other objects. That I will explain in the next class.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி, ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம்.